This is the Spanish Head Start for Latin America self-evaluation quiz for Module 1, Unit 1. You will hear 10 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause provided. Then you will hear the correct response. If you can respond to the situations correctly during the pauses, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Here is situation 1. You are a sergeant attending a party in the evening with your wife, Gloria. You see Lieutenant Gomez. Greet him and introduce your wife to him.
Buenas noches, mi teniente Gomez. Le presento a mi esposa, Gloria.
Situation 2. Let's suppose that you have just been introduced to the wife of one of your friends. Tell her that you are glad to meet her.
Mucho gusto.
Or?
Mucho gusto, señora.
Situation 3. Assume that you are Bob Miller and that you have just been introduced to someone. Give that person your full name and say, at your service.
Bob Miller, para servirle.
Or,
Bob Miller, a sus órdenes.
Situation 4. You are Lieutenant Edward Hudson, and I am a colonel. It is 10 o'clock in the morning. Greet me and introduce yourself.
Buenos días, mi coronel. Yo soy el teniente Edward Hudson.
Situation 5. You want to introduce your wife Anne to Mr. Ramos. What would you say to Mr. Ramos?
Señor Ramos, le presento a mi esposa Anne.
Situation 6. You want to introduce Pedro to Dr. Salazar. What would you say to Dr. Salazar?
Dr. Salazar, le presento a Pedro.
Situation 7. You want to introduce Captain Juarez to Mr. Fernandez. What would you say?
Señor Fernandez, le presento al Capitán Juarez.
Situation 8. I am Sergeant Perez. It is shortly after noon. Greet me and ask, how are you?
Buenas tardes, Sargento Perez. ¿Cómo está usted?
Situation 9. A lady has just been introduced to Mr. Ramos. How would she tell Mr. Ramos that she is delighted?
Encantada, señor Ramos.
Or?
Encantada.
Situation 10. You are Private Smith. I say to you,
Buenos días, soldado Smith. ¿Cómo está usted?
How would you respond?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Or?
Muy bien, gracias.
After you have given the quiz your best effort, if you still have doubts about any of your answers, check the key at the end of your book. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 1, Unit 2 of the Spanish Head Start for Latin America. You will hear 13 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause provided. Then you will hear the correct response. If you can respond to the situations correctly during the pauses, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Situation 1. At a party, you are talking with a person you have just met. You want to ask how long that person has been living in Balboa. What would you say?
¿Cuánto tiempo hace que vive usted en Balboa?
Situation 2. A person asks you how long you've been living in Panama. How would you say that you've been living in Panama for 7 months?
Hace 7 meses que vivo en Panamá.
Situation 3. Both you and another person have been asked if you like Fort Gulick. Answer for both of you that you like it.
Sí, nos gusta.
Or?
Sí, nos gusta Fort Gulick.
Situation 4. At a party, someone asks you whether you like Panama. Say yes, that you like Panama, but that it is very hot.
Sí, me gusta Panamá, pero hace mucho calor.
Situation 5. You've been talking to a Panamanian friend who asks if you like Quarry Heights. Tell your friend that you don't like it.
No, no me gusta.
Or?
No, no me gusta Quarry Heights.
Situation 6. You would like to go to Santa Clara Beach. But you don't want to go if it's too windy there. How would you ask if it's very windy in Santa Clara Beach?
Hace mucho viento en Santa Clara.
Situation 7. You have just met Mr. Perez. Ask him where he is from.
¿De dónde es usted?
Or?
¿De dónde es usted, señor Pérez?
Situation 8. You have just met a couple at Tocumen Airport. You want to ask them where they are from. What would you say?
¿De dónde son ustedes?
Situation 9. A Panamanian official asks you and your spouse where you are from. Answer for both of you that you are from California.
Somos de California.
Or...
Nosotros somos de California.
Situation 10. You meet a Panamanian who asks you,
¿Le gusta Panamá?
What does he want to know? He wants to know if you like Panama. Situation 11. Someone says to you and your spouse,
¿Les gusta Colón?
What did she ask? She asked if you both like Colón. Situation 12. You have some time off and would like to go to the island of Contadora. You ask a Panamanian if it's cold there, and he says,
No, no hace frío en Contadora, pero hace un poco de viento.
What did he say? He said that it's not cold on Contadora, but that it's a little windy. Situation 13. Major Ortiz asks you,
¿De dónde es usted?
How would you answer his question? You should have started your answer with,
Soy de,
followed by the place you are from. The answers to the quiz are also printed in the key at the end of your book. This is the Spanish Head Start for Latin America self-evaluation quiz for Module 1, Unit 3. You will hear 18 situations. Respond during the pause. Then you will hear the correct response. Situation 1. You are talking to a couple you have just met. Ask whether they have any children.
¿Tienen ustedes hijos?
Situation 2. You and your spouse have just been asked if you have any children. Answer for both of you that you have 3 children.
Tenemos 3 hijos.
Situation 3. You want to ask a lady if she has any children. How would you ask her?
¿Tiene usted hijos?
Situation 4. A Panamanian friend has just asked you and your spouse if you have any children. Respond for both of you that you don't have any children.
No, no tenemos hijos.
Situation 5. Assume that you want to ask two people where they work. What would you say?
¿Dónde trabajan ustedes?
Situation 6. At a party, you are talking to a lady you have met. You want to know where she works. Ask her.
¿Dónde trabaja usted?
Situation 7. In the course of a conversation, a gentleman asks you where you work. Tell him that you work at Fort Davis.
Trabajo en Fort Davis.
Situation 8. A person asks you if you work at Fort Gulick. Say that you don't work at Fort Gulick, that you work at Fort Davis.
No, no trabajo en Fort Gulick. Trabajo en Fort Davis.
Situation 9. You and your spouse have been introduced to another couple. During your conversation, you decide to ask them where they live. What would you say?
¿Dónde viven ustedes?
Situation 10. Let's assume that you and your spouse have been asked where you live. Answer for both of you that you live in Balboa.
Vivimos en Balboa.
Situation 11. While talking to a Panamanian lady, you decide to ask where she lives. What would you say?
¿Dónde vive usted?
Situation 12. You live in Fort Gulick. At a social gathering, someone asks you where you live. Answer the question.
Vivo en Fort Gulick.
Situation 13. A Panamanian asks you and your spouse if you live in Colón. How would you answer for both of you that you don't live in Colón?
No, no vivimos en Colón.
Situation 14. Assume that you were talking to a Panamanian friend. Ask him if he lives in Balboa.
¿Vive usted en Balboa?
Situation 15. You have committed a social blunder. How would you say that you are sorry?
Lo siento.
Or?
Lo siento mucho.
Situation 16. In the middle of a conversation, you realize that you must leave. Excuse yourself, saying that you are sorry, but you have to leave.
Lo siento, pero tengo que irme.
Situation 17. You and a Panamanian friend are winding up a conversation. Tell him that you will see him later.
Hasta la vista.
Or?
Hasta luego.
Situation 18. You are assigned to Fort Amador. You, your wife, and your two daughters live in Quarry Heights. Answer the following questions.
¿Dónde trabaja usted?
Trabajo en Fort Amador.
¿Viven ustedes en Fort Amador?
No, no vivimos en Fort Amador. Vivimos en Quarry Heights.
Or?
No, vivimos en Quarry Heights.
¿Tienen ustedes hijos?
Sí, tenemos dos hijas.
Or?
Sí, tenemos dos niñas.
After you have given the quiz your best effort, if you still have doubts about any of your answers, check the key at the end of the book. If you are able to respond correctly in the pauses provided, you're ready to go on to the next module. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 2, Unit 1. This quiz consists of two parts. In the first part, you will hear 14 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause. Then you will hear the correct response. In the second part of the quiz, you will identify some signs. If you can respond correctly, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Situation 1. Having just arrived in a Panamanian city, you want to find the Panama Hotel. Ask a passerby where it is.
¿Dónde queda el Hotel Panamá?
Situation 2. A man has been kind enough to help you. You want to thank him. In Spanish, say, "Very kind of you, sir."
Muy amable, señor.
Situation 3. You want to go by train from Panama to Colón. Tell the ticket agent, "A round-trip ticket to Colón, please."
Un tiquete de ida y vuelta para Colón, por favor.
The word
boleto
or
pasaje
is also acceptable for ticket. Situation 4. You are at a bus station where you want to buy a one-way ticket to David. What would you say to the ticket agent?
Un tiquete para David.
The word
boleto
or
pasaje
is also acceptable. Situation 5. You have asked for a ticket to Panama. Now you want to know how much it is. How do you ask that?
¿Cuánto es?
Situation 6. After buying your ticket, you want to say, "Thank you very much." How do you say this?
Muchas gracias.
Situation 7. You have forgotten your watch and you need to know what time it is. How would you ask for the time?
¿Qué hora es?
Situation 8. Someone has asked you what time it is. Tell that person that it's 10 past 11.
Son las 11:10.
Situation 9. You want to fly to San Blas. How would you ask at what time the plane leaves for San Blas?
¿A qué hora sale el avión para San Blas?
Situation 10. Before notifying a friend of your arrival time, you need to find out when the bus will get to Panama. How would you ask the ticket agent at what time the bus arrives?
¿A qué hora llega el bus?
Situation 11. You ask for directions to a certain restaurant, and the police officer says to you,
"En la próxima calle, doble a la derecha y siga derecho hasta el final."
What did he say? He said, "At the next street, turn right and continue straight ahead to the end." Situation 12. You have asked a ticket agent for some tickets. As she hands them to you, she says,
"Aquí tiene."
What did she say? She said, "Here you are." Situation 13. Someone has just told you the time.
Es la una menos cuarto.
What time is it? It's 5 to 1. Situation 14. Someone has just told you the time.
Son las 9:20.
What time is it? It's 9:20. Situation 15. You have asked about the departure time of a train for Colón. The ticket agent says...
Sale a las 4:25.
What did she say? She said, it leaves at 4:25. This is the end of the tape portion of the self-evaluation quiz. Now do part two, which is in your book. This is the Spanish Head Start for Latin America self-evaluation quiz for Module 2, Unit 2. The quiz consists of two parts. In Part 1, you will hear 18 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause provided. You will then hear the correct response. Part 2, which is in your text, will test your ability to identify the road signs you have learned in this unit. If you can respond correctly on both parts, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Situation 1. You are driving through a Panamanian town. Your gas gauge shows that you need gas. You want to find a Texaco station so that you can use your credit card. Ask a passerby, is there a Texaco station near here?
¿Hay una gasolinera Texaco cerca de aquí?
Situation 2. You want to know how to get to the Imperial Restaurant. How would you ask?
¿Cómo hago para llegar al restaurante Imperial?
Situation 3. You have received some directions from a police officer. How would you thank him?
Muchas gracias, señor guardia.
Or?
Muy agradecido, señor guardia.
Situation 4. You drive into a gas station to buy gas. How do you tell the attendant to fill up the tank?
Me llena el tanque, por favor.
Situation 5. At a gas station... Tell the attendant that you want 10 gallons of regular gasoline.
Quiero 10 galones de regular.
Or,
quiero 10 galones de gasolina regular.
Situation 6. Ask the station attendant to check the battery and also the tires.
Me chequea la batería y también las llantas.
Situation 7. You need oil. What do you say to the attendant?
Necesito aceite.
Situation 8. The attendant tells you that your car needs oil. Tell him to please put in a quart.
¿Le pone un cuarto, por favor?
Or,
¿le pone un cuarto de aceite, por favor?
Situation 9. After having the tank filled with gas and getting some other work done, you want to ask the mechanic how much it is for everything. What would you say?
¿Cuánto es por todo?
Situation 10. You have just asked a lady if there is a gas station nearby. She says...
Sí, hay uno en la calle Colombia.
What did she say? She said, yes, there is one on Columbia Street. Situation 11. After you ask if there is a hotel nearby, a Panamanian says to you...
No, no hay ninguno cerca de aquí.
What did she say? She said, no, there isn't any near here. Situation 12. You have asked a Panamanian for directions to a certain restaurant. She says,
Vire a la izquierda en esa esquina y usted verá el restaurante.
What did she say? She said, turn left at that corner and you will see the restaurant. Situation 13. You and some friends in a car ask a passerby for directions to an SO gas station. The person tells you,
Doblen a la derecha en esa calle y sigan derecho hasta la gasolinera ESO.
What did the person say to you? He said, Turn right at that street and keep going straight ahead to the SO gas station. Situation 14. You ask a Panamanian friend to do you a favor. He responds with,
Sí, cómo no.
What did he say? He said, Sure, or Of course, or By all means. Situation 15. At a gas station, an attendant checks everything you have asked him to. Then he says,
Todo está bien, pero el radiador necesita agua.
What did he say? He said, Everything is okay, but the radiator needs water. Situation 16. After checking your car, the gas station attendant comes up to you and says,
Ya está.
What did he say? He said, All done. Situation 17. The mechanic says to you,
14.50 por la gasolina y 1.20 por el aceite.
What did he say? He said, 14.50 for the gas and 1.20 for the oil. This is the end of the taped portion of the quiz. Check the key if you have any doubts about the answers. Now, do part two, which is in your text.